The Lance Michaels Show is more than just music and news. You'll hear a provocative discussion.
Did I hear you say you have nothing to talk about?
Right.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad we have this on tape, saved for prosperity.
There are moments of heartwarming emotion.
Uh-huh. Well, what's it like to be an aunt, Doreen?
I don't know.
Some of the guests on the Lance Michaels Show are highly opinionated.
Do you think they should let girls play baseball in the major leagues? You do?
Yeah.
How come what do you think is the reason they don't let girls play baseball?
Well, they think they're not good enough to be on a team or anything.
When asked what she thought about the Lance Michaels Show, Dee Michaels, the wife of this famous celebrity, said,
"It's worth it all."
So listen to the Lance Michaels Show, Monday through Saturday from 7:35 until midnight on WTVB WANG. Laughing with the Guess Who on the Lance Michaels Show by request from the hotline, 29 after 10 o'clock. And our Bureau of Statistics back at work again. This is of interest to you ladies in the audience. This is a comparison of women as they are today compared to women of the 1850s. And did you know that the women of today are 7% heavier, 7% taller, 5% larger in the bust, 10% larger around the waist, and 3% larger around the hips than were women of the 1850s? What do you think of that, Carol?
You're listening to The Lance Michaels Show.
Blow your mind with one of a kind.
On WTVB, WANG, FM, Coldwater, Michigan.
Here's the new one with the Rascals. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. And this girl is a woman now. That's that's my old da-da-da song. I can't even find it on the survey. I know it's on there somewhere. Well, we'll skip it for now. This girl, what happened here? Where did it? Oh, here it is, number 19. It's right in front of me, up from number 21 last week. It's 25 before 11 o'clock, and 279-9768 is the hotline number. I made a brilliant discovery. I usually bring my own coffee up with me to stay awake during the night, and I have a big paper sack or bag, depending on which part of the country you come from, that I carry it in. And last week, last Thursday, down at the stores, I bought the TV guide, and for some reason I put it in the bag, and I haven't been able to find the TV guide. Now, lo and behold, tonight, it's doing me a lot of good right now. I have the TV guide to find out what I'm missing on television. I wonder what is on television. Well, those of you listening to the radio, you have missed 35 minutes of 60 Minutes on CBS, and Dick Cavett is on. And on Channel 9, what you can't get is the news in color. The news is over. What's My Line is on Channel 9. And there's lots of news at 11 o'clock. Johnny Carson on tonight? You'll have to miss the first half hour. After midnight, you can watch that. Joey Bishop? Oh, my goodness. I was reading in the TV guide here, you probably are aware of this, my favorite program, Mission Impossible, has lost two of its regulars. Martin Landon, or Landu, and his wife Barbara Bain are out. Mr. Spock, Richard Limoy, is going to take over one of the positions as the agent on Mission Impossible. Of course, he won't have his pointed ears, and no regular replacement has been found for Miss Bain. 65 degrees, the temperature. It's supposed to clear up tonight. So when you step outside and you're wet, just remember that it's supposed to be clear tonight. But we will have rain or drizzle for this evening, but it will clear up later on tonight. It'll be chilly, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and cool, highs in the mid-60s.
The SS Hope is a ship.
Bobby Sherman with Little Woman, number 3 in the survey. This week, number 3 last week. Now, I don't really like to knock television down. But, I mean, let's face it, it's my competitor. It's either radio or TV, unless you're watching the cable TV, which we happen to be on. But I talked to somebody on the phone a few minutes ago about television, and actually I don't think it's as violent as it used to be. However, I think that with all the bad breath and deodorant and detergent commercials, one would just have to assume the TV is smelling and dirty, at least that.
All records, any look.
Tommy Rowe with Jack and Jill. I was reading an article in Capers Weekly about something new that the Post Office Department developed. This is a new type of seatbelt. And the reason they developed it, some of their men have to get in and out of cars and trucks as much as 250 times a day. The new seatbelt was developed by postal engineers, and it features a one-handed buckling operation taking only 3 seconds or less, about half the time required now.
Flashback.
This is Color My World. Petula Clark gets us up to news time at 11 o'clock. Petula Clark from Out of the Gold Mine, Color My World, brings us up to 11 o'clock. Time to take a look at news headlines and highlights. Back after that with more good music. We'll have the sounds of the train with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
You're listening to the Lance Michaels Show.
You're seconds away from music.
Radio needs much more music.
On WTVB, WANG FM, Coldwater, Michigan.
65 degrees, Lance Michaels reporting. Pentagon sources say President Nixon is considering either a temporary suspension of the draft calls or a reduction in the number of men called up. The Bureau of Labor Statistics now says the wholesale price index not only didn't go down in August, but it didn't stay even either. It went up. A Tokyo newspaper says the Japanese Defense Agency thinks Red China will be able to test another intercontinental ballistic missile before the end of 1970. Reports from Nigeria's Midwest region say Biafran aircraft have bombed a Shell BP oil installation again. And the French National Assembly has given an overwhelming vote of approval to the government's austerity program to protect the franc. For the remainder of tonight, and this is the revised weather forecast, cloudy and cooler with occasional light rain or drizzle, lows in the mid-50s, Wednesday rain or drizzle ending, with gradual clearing and a slightly cooler trend in the afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Wednesday night, fair and cooler, lows 45 to 50, Thursday fair and continued cool, right now it's 65 degrees.
Radio.
WTVB, WANG FM, Coldwater, Michigan, home of the Lance
And that's 15 memorable moments in music. And what you heard, in the order in which we played it, Hot Smoke and Sassafras with the Bubble Puppy, the games that people play with Joe Self, Summer in the City with the Love and Spoonful, Different Drum, Stone Ponies, Mercy with the Ohio Express, and Lelania with Donovan.
It's the Community Bulletin Board.
The Women of the Moose will hold an ice cream social on Saturday, September 20th at 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Moose Home. The public is invited to attend, and there'll be ice cream, homemade pies, cakes, sandwiches, coffee, and iced tea will be served.
Reserve now. Contact your nearest Air Force Reserve unit.
Hi, who's this on the hotline?
Maggie Mahaffey.
How are you tonight, Maggie?
Fine.
Could you speak a little louder?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have a real loud phone connection tonight. Well, how are things going over at your house tonight, Maggie?
Oh, pretty well.
Well, what have you been doing tonight?
Talking on the phone.
With other people other than me?
Yes.
Huh. You hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your boyfriend's?
No.
Oh, am I your boyfriend?
Oh, well, married man, you know.
Well, it still doesn't mean we can't be friends.
All right.
Now I have a girlfriend. I'm so happy. Where'd you go to school, Maggie?
Lake Junior High.
Lake Junior High. Do you know they wrote a song about you?
No.
Have you ever heard the song, I Never See Maggie Alone?
No.
I must play it for you. I've been looking for an opportunity to play that song so long, and now I'm going to play it.
Okay.
You promise you'll be listening.
I'll be listening.
You'll enjoy it so much. You know what it's about?
No.
Well, the song is about a girl named Maggie, and she's got this boyfriend, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere this girl goes, she brings her whole family, her mother, her father, her sister, and her brother. That's the way the lyrics go. Mm-hmm. And this guy tries all these different things to try to get to be alone with her, and he just never succeeds.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's a real funny story. So I'll play that for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, can I play one of your favorite songs, too?
Yeah, I'd like to hear We Got Tall Get Together by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Okay, I'll play both of them. My song to you and your song to me.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
Love is a great triangle.
Yes.
And it happened right here on 1592, everyone. Okay, thanks for calling in, Maggie, and I'll have your song for you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Maggie D just won't go out alone.
We got all get together, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and before that, Art Mooney and the gang, and I never see Maggie alone. We don't usually play too many 78s, and the turntable has to shift 3 gears to get up there, so sorry about the effect there. That'll do it for tonight. We'll look for you tomorrow night along about 7:35, and until next time, Lance Michaels saying bye-bye, so long, drive real careful, may God bless you, and above and beyond all, whatever you do, don't take any wooden nickels, and watch out for those paper dollars.